All right, joined here by a man who hit the stage running with his song Don't Come Looking. He had another one, Fearless, that was top 30 here in Canada. And now today, he has one that I believe is top 10 and is pushing for number one down south in the U.S. The one, the only, Jackson Dean. How's everything going, man?
Good, sir. We just got up here into Edmonton and we're up here in the Great White North, baby. We're loving it.
So what is it like getting the chance? Because you are up here with Brad Paisley. What is that like? Like getting to share the same stage, same venues as an icon like him.
Oh man, it's great to be back in arenas. We've been abroad a good bit this year and playing our own shows a bit, and so it feels real good to be back in arena and making that kind of noise. Leah Patrick is out here with us, and she's fantastic. And yeah, it's wild to watch Brad's hands go up and down a guitar neck. It's pretty incredible. So we're having a good time.
So when you're on tour with him, do you get to call him Brad? Is it Mr. Paisley? Are you full naming him Brad Paisley? Are you calling him BP? How's that all work?
B-Rad, you know, you just Brad. Yeah, B-Rad, Brad.
Well, the song a lot of our listeners, too, will be quite familiar with at this point is Heavens to Betsy. Like I said, it's top 10 here in Canada. It is pushing for number one down south, near neck of the woods there in the United States. I mean, how'd this one come about? And this one got released like over a year ago. It took quite a while for it to catch on.
Yeah, man. It's been a thing in the world for a minute. I started playing this song on radio tour to kill time, but this is a tried and true, written in Nashville on Music Row. It was originally said as a joke when Driver Williams walks through a door, and before I could respond, the scene that we scored was gifted to whatever lobe in my brain that gives you imagination. A dude standing on the edge of a cloud looking down on his kid, and just a surreal, literal and surreal take on a southern idiom, you know, little turn of phrase that I just didn't grow up with. So it was a real little godsend that day and on the row, and it's wild to see what it's turned into and see how many people have, you know, responded to it and wept to it and all the things. But yeah, man, it's been a long time coming to this.
And what is it like, because you're only 25 years old and you have had three songs all go top 30 in Canada? I mean, I think Fearless just outside the top 10, but everything else has been top 10 down south. What is that like to have so much success at a relatively young age?
Yeah, man, it's a lot to fathom some days, and then some days you hardly feel it, you know, because you're moving so dang fast and putting the miles down to get to where you got to be next. And some days it hits you harder than others, but it's a lot of weight to hold, like you're saying, as a 25-year-old man. It's a lot of weight to hold, you know, especially with a song like this is so emotional for a lot of people. It means its own things to me, you know, which is a whole nother thing, but to hold the weight of what it means to other people is can be a lot sometimes, but I wouldn't trade it for nothing. You know, it means something.
Awesome. Well, best of luck with this song. I think we're all kind of pulling for it to hit number one here in Canada, giving you your first number one here. I know you got a jam-packed busy schedule, so thanks so much for taking the time today, Jackson.
No, thank you very much for the time, sir. I appreciate it, and thank you for the love on the song.